The next act on tonight's show is one anybody'd be proud to present. One of the movie's most popular comedians, Buster Keaton. There's mighty few people in the picture business who have given me more laughs than he has. I got a kick just the other night out of seeing him in one of his best comedies, and one of the best comedies the movies have ever produced. It was co-authored by Buster Keaton, and it stars him. It's called The Grand Slam Opera. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, in the character of the beloved, woebegone Sepp we've all enjoyed so much, Buster Keaton.
Thank you. To begin with, I want to start by saying that I don't know what to say. But I want you to know whatever I don't say is from the bottom of my heart. See, before I went in pictures, I used to be in vaudeville, and in vaudeville it was different. You could only play one city at a time. But in radio, you can flop all over the country the same night. Now, to prove it, I'm going to recite The Heck of the Hesperus. No, the Wreck of the Hesperus.
Hey, Mr. Keaton.
My impression of this poem
Mr. Keaton.
Is
Say,
that
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Keaton, but I've been trying for a month to locate you, and when I found out you'd be here tonight, I thought
well,
I'd...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm trying to recite, just what? As I interrupted your...
Well, now, that's fine. You can recite some other time. Now, what I'm here about is this. I'm selling insurance.
Well, you're lucky. Most of the boys don't sell any.
You know, this is an accident policy.
It'll be an accident if you sell me one. Ladies and gentlemen, the Wreck of the Hesperus.
The Wreck of the Hesperus, huh? Say, I'm glad you brought that up. Have you any idea how many people were injured in that wreck?
I don't know anything about that wreck. I'm only repeating what Henry Wadsworth Longfellow said.
Now, what did Mr. Longfellow say?
Oh, he said, it was the schooner Hesperus that sailed the wintry sea, and the skipper had taken his little daughter to bear him company.
Now, that's my point exactly. Nobody should take a sea voyage unless they have plenty of accident insurance. Now, I have several forms here. A health form, a disability form, a loss of life form, a sickness form.
And what you need is chloroform. The skipper, he stood beside the helm. His pipe was in his mouth, and he watched.
How old were you on your last birthday?
I don't know. I haven't had my last birthday yet. And he watched how the varying claw did blow.
Now, to give you an illustration about insurance, suppose I were to die tomorrow.
Well, that wouldn't help me any tonight. I pray you put into yonder port, for I feel a hurricane.
Mr. Keaton, have you recently been exposed to any contagion?
Not until you showed up. Lashed to the helm, all stiff and stark, with his face turned to the sky.
How is your physical condition? How's your hearing?
Not so good. I can still hear you. She sputtered and paused like a frightened... She was... Where am I?
Why, have you ever had any serious accidents?
I don't know. I was on crutches once for 6 months. Like a sheltered ghost, the vessel swept toward the reef of Norman's Woe.
On crutches for 6 months? I say, couldn't you get along without your crutches?
The doctor said I could, but the lawyer said I couldn't. And never the pitiful gust between. A sound came from the land.
Now, anybody in a dangerous occupation like yours should have accident insurance.
My brother works in a mine, and he hasn't got any accident insurance.
Working in a mine? Isn't that dangerous?
Used to be, until he borrowed $5 from the foreman. Now the foreman won't let my brother do any dangerous work anymore. The breakers were right beneath her bows. She drifted a dreary wreck.
Now it's your personal habit. Do you drink?
No. The whooping billows.
Do you smoke?
No.
You frequent nightclubs or cocktail lounges?
No. She struck with a soft and fleecy waves, looked soft as carded wool, and I don't swear either.
My goodness, haven't you any vices at all?
Sometimes I chew a little gum. But the cruel rocks, they gored her sides like the horns of an angry bull.
Well, Mr. Keaton, I'm glad that you've decided to take the bull by the horns and sign this application.
Listen, mister, I don't want any insurance, and if I did want insurance, I couldn't get any insurance. And the rattling sprouts were seated in ice.
Have you been refused insurance before?
Yeah, the doctor turned me down. Went out of the night with a pack on his back.
Hey, what happened that you were turned down?
Well, in the company I tried to get a policy with, it was their custom for the doctor, after he examined a man, to take a chart of a human body and punch a hole in it wherever he found anything wrong.
The doctor took a chart of the human body and punched a hole in it wherever he found anything wrong with you?
And that's why I didn't get the insurance.
But why did the doctor turn you down?
Because he took the chart home and put it on his player piano.
Yeah?
And it played "I'm Headed for the Last Roundup."
Thank you, Buster.